I'd like to talk today a little bit about some of the work that we're doing, looking at site-specific nematology and looking at some of the effects that we have of different soils and reniform nematode in those soils. One of the things that I've been interested in for probably the last almost 15 years is trying to look at where nematodes are occurring in the field and where the problems from those nematodes are and how we can go about trying to do something like site-specific nematology to figure out where to put the nematicides out into the field. And as you can see from here, looking at this slide, you can see a big area of the field that is really severely injured, and you can see towards the back of the field you have a lot less injury, and that's simply because now there's a change in the soil type as you move across that field. We've been looking at the use of electrical conductivity using the Veris machine for quite a long time now. And the Veris machine, as you probably most of you know, gives us a good estimation of soil texture across the field and also, the most importantly, down within the soil profile. If you look at the DPC readings from these four different fields, you can see how the numbers vary from field to field. But the important thing that we get out of this is the fields are definitely have differences in soil texture across these fields and also down within the soil profile in these fields. And you can see the whiter, lighter colored areas of the field or the lightest parts of the field, which is most likely where the nematodes are going to cause the greatest damage, while the dark red areas of the field or areas that have the highest EC, these are probably areas of the field where you're least likely to have damage, and you may even have a lot more clay in those parts of the field. One of the other things that we've also been looking at is we see differences in response to our nematicides in some of these different soils. And these are some common soils that we have in our major cotton-producing area of the state, which is Tensaw Parish. And these are just some common soils we have there, the Bruin silt loam, the Commerce silt loam, the Commerce silty clay loam, and the Sharkey clay. We always, almost always, get a good response from our nematicides in the Bruin silt loam. But it's this Commerce silt loam where we see that we get some areas, some parts of that we can get a response to our nematicide, and other parts of it we may not get a response. And we move down into the Commerce silty clay loams and Sharkey clays, we almost never see a response there in these soils. So my interest has been looking at these Commerce silt loams to try to figure out maybe how we can get a better handle on what's going on there. We've looked at this in the Commerce silt loams against root knot before. And you can see here, this is from a 3-year study several years back where we were looking at telome application across this Commerce silt loam soil with root knot. And you can see as the EC values increase, you're seeing a higher response from yield either with our telome or also with our untreated. So again, we're seeing some effect of just this change within these EC zones in these different fields. So what I'm interested in looking at is we have this information with root knot, but I'd like to get more information with reniform, which is one of our most common nematodes we have in the state. And so what I'd like to do with the objectives of this is to look at the influence of the various populations of reniform nematode that are out there in the field, and also look at the soil fumigant on across these populations, and also looking at the different types of EC information that we have within this EC with EC in this Commerce silt loam field. And basically, this is a study that we did at the Northeast Research Station back during 2013-2014. We applied telome to half of the tests, and the other half of the tests we simply had no fumigant or applied. We had the test, it's a fairly large test, it's 54 replications of treated and 54 replications of untreated, and also we break down each of these treated and untreated into 6 different zones. And we use the variety 499 as our variety for these 2-year studies. The plot lengths were 45 feet, and they were, again, assigned to an EC zone. We collected samples pre-plant before we applied the fumigant and also at the end of harvest, and we harvested the two center rows for yield and nematode information. This just shows you a picture of the field. Outlined in red is the field that we work in. The entire field here where this outline in red is within that Commerce silt loam. And you can see again the different strips through the field out there like that. This just shows you a picture of what we would typically expect to find in when we use telloam in our fields. The top two slides are where we have treated with telloam. The bottom two slides where we do not use a treatment. So you're seeing the typical yield response or growth response that we get with the use of application of telloam in these fields. And again, a little bit later in the growing season, you can see we've had pretty good weather the last couple of years, so we get nice tall cotton out there in our field. But you can still see within the some of the plots out there in our field the difference in the height from the treated on the left versus the untreated on the right. So again, you see some growth response that continues throughout the growing season out here in the field. Now, one of the things I wanted to do was look at the populations of the nematode by zones. And you can see the six different zones down at the bottom of the slide here. And you can see the EC's broken. We broke these down in just an average across these zones out here. So you can see the EC shallow and EC deep. EC shallow means down to a depth of about 1 foot in the soil profile, and the EC deep is down from 0 to 3 feet in the soil profile. So again, this gives us a good picture of what's going on as far as soil texture within this field. And you look at the six different zones, and you can see, particularly with zone one, goes from a 22.5 to a 47.4 as far as shallow, and 26.9 to 58.5 for deep. And again, these are good numbers for us to have within a Commerce silt loam soil. And if we get into a heavier field that has more clay, you would have even higher values than what we have here. And you can see here with our initial counts, and this would be from the pre-plant counts across the field, you can see in zones 1 and 2 here is where we have our lowest populations have survived through the winter months, and we find these are the lowest levels we find here in the spring. And the other zones 3 through 6, we see that they're significantly higher. And you can see a little bit of trend there. About zone 4 is where we're seeing the highest populations occurring that survive in the soil. And if we look at the end of harvest, again, you can see the main effect here. From here, we see, again, this same pattern is emerging where we have our lowest values are occurring in zones 1 and 2, and our highest values are occurring over here in zones 3 and 4 and 5. And we do see a little bit of drop in fall populations in the heaviest part of the field, which, again, is zone 6 for us. And if we look at the breakdown of pre-plant there before we put out our fumigant, and you can see here treated and untreated. And again, you can see there's not a whole lot of difference there between the treated and untreated areas of the field. A little bit over there in zone 6 is about the only difference that we're seeing. But typically, they're pretty similar as far as untreated and treated because we haven't applied the fumigant yet. But if we look at the end of the growing season after we have applied telloam, we can see here that we do see quite a bit of significant difference occurring between the treated and untreated, and particularly in zones 1, zones 4, 5, and 6. We see that we are seeing quite a reduction in our population of reniform nematode because of the treatment with telloam. If we look at our main effects on yield in the field, we see what we would expect, a nice significant response from telloam, which is no surprise. We would expect to see something like that with telloam against reniform. We've seen that many times. And one of the things that I was really interested in looking at was looking at the effect of populations. And what I was expecting to see, as populations increase, we should be getting a much lower yield. And this is in the untreated plots. And what I'm seeing is, I don't see that. I'm seeing this R square of 0.13, which is not a very strong relationship there and not significant. Pretty much I'm not able to see any change as the populations are increasing that the yield is responding to that. And I suspect I know the answer to why that is. And again, I look at the treated, the same trend we see here, and there's no real impact there as far as populations and greater damage to the plants or greater yield or reduction from these. And I suspect it's because we are now looking at the impact of the soil texture. And again, that's why. And if we look at where we got a response to our yield in the different zones, just again, a main effect here, you can see we have zones 1 and 2 is the lowest response as far as yield goes. Zone 3 and 4, slightly better. And then zones 4, 5 and 6 are highest yielding zones. And again, if we break it down into looking at the differences between the treated and untreated, this is the important part here. We see that we are getting a nice significant response to our nematicide in zones 1, 2, 3, and 4. And we get by the time we get to zones 5 and 6, we're not seeing that significant reduction or a significant increase from our telum anymore. Again, this is telling me that we are seeing where this change is occurring, where we're getting our response, and where we're not getting our response with our nematicide. So basically, in conclusion, what I've concluded here is that populations alone of nematodes are not the best indication of what's going on. And I think we see a whole lot better indication as far as what kind of yield response we're going to get using something like our EC, our soil texture, to tell us where we're going to get a response or not. And also, again, the fumigant was very effective in all but the highest two EC zones. So again, that was very important, because that's kind of what we have been seeing in the past. We've been seeing where this transition takes a place in these commercial silt loams. And again, soil texture pretty much did influence the overwintering population of the reniform nematode. We had the highest population survived in not the lightest soil, but slightly heavier soils in the field.